welcome to Sonya Relationship Podcast. So someone actually sent me this too. 11 things men do when they fall out of love. The first one, they become more distant. Second one, less communication. Third, reduce affection. Lack of interest. Critical and negativity. Avoidance of a future plan. Increase irritability, preference for spending time apart, infidelity, lack of support, feeling of resentment. So, that's what happens when they fall out of love. So, here's the things they say you should do if you want to keep them in love. Communicate openly. Seek understanding. Prioritize self-care. Consider counseling. Maintain your independence. Set boundaries. Take time to heal. Learn and grow. Stay positive. Know your worth. That should be things you do when he falls out of love. People, you know, I understand, you know, when relationships, you have everybody giving advice to women. Like, there are so many podcasts, so many women actually talking, giving advice on how to keep your man. Men talking on giving advice how to keep the man. My question is, where does anyone say, men, here's advice how to keep the woman? Like, for years, we've been given advice from parents, you know, your grandparents, your parents, your friends. Oh, he likes this and he likes that, and you have to do this and you have to. Where do anyone ever give men this advice? Like, I'm not against us giving each other advice. I'm against everyone just giving women advice. Like, when I tell you, there are so many videos of men on how to keep him, on men what you should do to keep him, what you should do if he's falling out of, and then we have women. Like, where is it that you say to the man, like, you need to do this or you need to do that? Because It's one I always see on how you just keep your hair done, keep your nails done, keep your body in shape, keep yourself looking good. What are we telling them to do? Because when they're going through a bad day, their hair be all over the place. When they going through a bad day, them clothes don't be looking all that good. When they going through a bad day or whenever, they don't feel like showering, they don't shower. Like, I'm just over it. When I said I'm over that one, I'm over that one. I feel like in a relationship, you should give both parties advice. There should be advice for women. There should be advice for men. But they mostly give us the advice on how to keep them, and how we should look, and how we should act, and what we should do. It's one where I was so glad. I think Steve Harvey actually did it, and it was on social media. Let me see if I can find it so y'all can hear it. Okay, I found the video, so I'm gonna let y'all hear the video. I think Steve the only one realized that it's not only women who needs to do things. It's like it needs to be, I'm being realistic now, people. I'm saying the equal thing now, but if you would have got me 10, 20 years later, it wouldn't be no equal thing. I'm saying an equal thing now because I'm like, everybody struggle. You know, everybody go through hard and bad times, so everybody needs somebody to lift them up. Everybody needs somebody to kind of help them. But Steve said it best, so I'm going to let y'all hear what Steve says. Give me a second. They'll stop it. If we stop saying, do this, do that, there, so because we say it so much, that's why they feel like they have the need to say it now. It's one, oh my God, he is the worst of the worst. He just always downgrading women. He just always saying negative things about women. And he has a big platform. Like, his platform is so big because women are so brainwashed to believe these things. Because, like I said, you see your grandmother, your mother, your great-grandmother, your aunt, your uncle, your aunts, your cousins, your friends, that you really believe this is how it's supposed to be. But it isn't. Like, it really isn't supposed to be that way. So, like I said, Steve hit it on the point. And the person that sent me this, I'm glad you sent it to me, you know. I get it. But it's a time we stop saying what you need to do if he feels he don't want you, or, you know, if he feels like, who cares anymore? It comes to a point, like, who cares really anymore? Or I'm over how anybody is feeling. And I'm gonna be real, I'm over how y'all feel about anything anymore, because I don't see no changes in none of y'all. Y'all just sitting back like, oh, this is y'all sitting back like, this is who we are. This is how y'all programmed to know who we are. And this is because y'all programmed. Because it's like most women are programmed to believe this. So it's like, oh, but since y'all programmed, hey, let it keep flying. It's like if you program that robot every day to bring you breakfast, that robot every single day is going to bring you breakfast. So, ladies, it's nothing against us giving each other advice, you know, but it's at a point where try to make that advice about something that's going to benefit you and him, not just him. And I know in the article, you know, she's telling you like, well, how to rebuild yourself after this happened. That part was good, but why we started off with what he needed first before we needed to what should have been said is here how to rebuild yourself first, and then if this happened, that's what should have been said. But it showed you if he was to leave you, then it told you how to rebuild yourself. And that's the problem. It's always what he wants or what he... It's just always with that. Like, I'm over that. And I don't know about y'all, but I'm over it. And I'd like to thank you for listening to Sonya Podcast. Please give a 5-star review on Speaker, Spotify, iHeart. Maybe listen to podcasts, please share. You can call me here at sv76672@gmail.com. Go to my website, http://podcast/wordpress.com. Follow my son Sounds on Instagram. We have an album on Apple. Follow TJVUCLAIN. She have a book called Black Girl Orange K Flex. SoundCloud Female Reform. Y'all have a blessed night.